race. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And wait for us to race to win.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Look away.
Look away.
Look away.
Amen.
Look away into his face.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Look away into his face.
12:06.
Amen.
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 God has spoken. Look away to him.
Amen.
Amen. Well, this morning we look away to you.
Amen. Amen.
We love looking at you, looking at your face.
Amen.
Oh, infuse us from glory to glory.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Right.
That's Amen. Right. Amen.
There's a race for us to run, hallelujah, and a way for us the race to win. To all those who have begun, hallelujah, God has spoken, look away to him. Look away, oh, look away, look to Jesus now today. Look away from everything to him. Look away from all around, hallelujah. Look away from all the strife and din. Look away where peace is found, hallelujah. Look away from everything to him. Look away. Everything unto Jesus, look away from everything to him. Look away from fickle soul, hallelujah. Look away from themselves within. Look away toward the goal, hallelujah. Look away from everything to him. Look away. Now today, look away from everything unto Jesus, look away from everything to him. Look away from all the past, hallelujah, look away from both the good and sin. To the living one hold fast, hallelujah, look away from everything to him. Look away, oh look away, look to Jesus now today. Look away from everything unto Jesus, look away from everything to him. Look away into his face, hallelujah, he'll finish what he did begin. Oh, what grace to run the race, hallelujah, we obtain by looking off to him. Look away, oh, look away, look to Jesus now today. Look away from everything unto Jesus, look away from everything to him.
Look away,
look away, oh, look away, look to Jesus now today. Look away from everything unto Jesus, look away from everything to him.
Amen.
Amen.
Look away from everything unto Jesus.
Amen.
Run the race.
Amen.
Oh, by looking off unto him.
Amen.
Oh, looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Amen. Run with endurance.
Amen.
Oh, run with
always endureth.
Amen.
For this morning we look away unto you.
Amen.
The good and sin.
Amen.
Right. To the living one we hold fast.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Saints, the matter of looking away unto means to look with undivided attention.
Amen.
By turning away from every other object.
Amen.
To fix one's gaze upon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Fix one's gaze upon.
Amen.
Oh, upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Undivided.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fix upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord
Jesus.
Well,
this morning we're fixing our gaze upon you.
Amen.
Thank you. We can look away.
Amen.
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
The wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
This morning we'd like to gaze on you.
Amen.
The one we love.
Amen.
We'd like to behold you and
amen.
Reflect you.
Amen.
Upon you.
Amen.
We would look
Amen.
Full on your wonderful
Amen.
Face.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
His word shall not fail you.
Amen.
He promised.
Amen.
Believe him and
Amen.
All will be well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Believe him
Amen.
And all will be well.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we believe you this morning.
Amen.
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 Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
one we can't see.
Amen.
We believe.
Amen.
All the things we can see, we do not believe.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
The things that are seen are temporary.
Amen.
Eternal.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
The gateway into Jesus.
Amen.
The perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, thank you brought us here this morning.
Amen.
Oh, in a way, corporately.
Amen.
To turn our corporate eyes to you.
Amen.
Lord, individually Lord and corporately.
Jesus. Amen.
We just turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 From everything else.
Amen.
Lord, we look in your full, wonderful face.
Amen. Amen.
From glory to another level of glory.
Amen.
Let's behold you this morning.
Amen.
One with you.
Amen.
Oh, looking away unto you.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Bring us from glory unto glory.
Amen.
Oh, this morning we are running the race corporately.
Amen.
Oh, draw us this morning.
That's right.
Bring us further into something that is eternal.
Amen.
In the divine and mystical realm.
That's right.
Amen. Lord, thank you. We can look away.
Hallelujah.
Look away into your face.
Yes.
Lord, look away from everything that's temporary.
Amen.
Everything we can see.
Hallelujah.
Look away to you.
Amen.
Lord, you're the eternal one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number again?
595.
Amen. We all with unveiled face.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Always something over.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen.
There is always something over when we taste our gracious Lord. Every cup
satisfied. When the heart has tasted Jesus, its desires to satisfy. There is always something over when we share in all his love. Unplumbed depths still lie beneath us, unscaled heights rise far above. Human lips can never
We can only
praise and wonder, and his name forever bless. We can only praise and wonder, and his name forever bless.
Amen.
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 To his own he gives full measure.
Amen. Amen.
evermore.
Amen.
Human lips can never utter.
Amen.
All his wondrous tenderness.
Amen.
Lord, thank you. We are your own.
Amen.
We can only praise and wonder.
Amen.
Praise your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It's nothing narrow.
Amen.
Nothing stinted.
Amen.
Nothing like this ever issued from your store.
Amen.
Oh, to his own.
Amen.
He gives full measure.
Amen.
Running over.
Amen.
Evermore.
Amen.
Running over evermore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Uncaught death still lie beneath us.
Such a full provision.
Amen.
Oh, to run this race.
Amen.
Oh, we don't lack anything.
Amen.
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 Amen. Take our portion with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise thee for the things you have planned.
Amen.
Praise thee for the course you have set before us.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When the heart has tasted still. Jesus,
amen.
Its desires to satisfy.
Amen.
Oh, we've tasted Jesus.
Amen.
We're so satisfied.
Amen.
But our heart has tasted Jesus.
Amen.
And we are satisfied.
Amen.
Way today.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, you're our That's course.
Right. Right. Amen.
Lord, and you're our supply.
Amen.
Oh, to run this race.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, stir us all up.
Amen.
Oh, to run this morning.
Amen.
Oh, pursue you with our whole being.
Amen.
Oh, possess you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's
right.
That's
right.
Amen.
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 Oh, what grace to run the race.
Amen.
Oh, be obtained by looking off to him.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Unto you.
Amen.
You're the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
You placed us on this course.
Amen.
Supplying us with grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord.
Faithful is he who called you.
Amen.
Who also will do it.
Amen.
Lord, praise you this morning.
Amen.
You are doing it.
Amen.
We're here simply participating with you.
Amen.
Saying, yes, amen, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Perfect of our faith.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You for you. We believe in you.
Amen.
We have a believing our ability
Amen.
In our spirit.
That's right.
Oh, we have a faith.
Amen.
Oh, looking away unto
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Oh, to run the race.
Amen.
With the saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, to finish our course.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. You strengthen us in our faith.
Amen.
Oh, we believe, therefore we speak.
Amen.
Strengthen the prophesied meeting.
Amen.
So the body of Christ could be built up.
Amen.
That's right. Lord, Amen. Praise you this morning. You've installed yourself in our being.
Amen.
As our believing ability.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you this morning.
Amen.
Unto look away unto you in
Amen.
This way.
Amen.
Oh, as the faith within us,
amen,
causing us to believe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, maybe
Amen.
We can go ahead and get into the verses for this morning. This is week two, finishing, getting the wrong title here, finishing the course.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So maybe what we could do is just, you know, individually or in groups, just go through the verses, and then after that, we'll take some time to pray, read over a couple of verses.
Amen.
Amen.
Day one.
Amen. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course.
Amen.
I have kept the faith.
Amen.
Therefore, let us also, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, put away every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance the race which is set before us.
Amen.
Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in his temple.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize?
Right.
Run in this way, and you may lay hold, and everyone who exercises self-control
Amen.
In all things. Amen. That they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run in this way, not as though without a clear aim.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
For we walk by faith, not by appearance.
Amen.
Whom having not seen you love, into whom though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
For compare him who has endured such contradiction by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary, fainting in your souls. But I consider my life of no account, as if precious to myself, in order that I may finish my course, and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus, to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God.
Amen.
So, Saints, maybe we can pray over a couple of verses, one from the first verse in day two and the first verse in day four.
Amen.
But for the first verse in day two, maybe just up to the matter of the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Okay, up to that point. So it'll be looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
And then the other verse would be the first verse on day four.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
Looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
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 to Jesus.
Amen.
Lead the way.
Amen.
Author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
The author and perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The author and perfecter of our faith.
Jesus the author.
Amen.
Jesus the perfecter.
Amen.
Our faith.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesus,
looking
faith.
Away.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus, the originator.
Amen.
Jesus, the inaugurator.
Amen.
Jesus, the leader.
Amen.
Jesus, the pioneer.
Amen.
And Jesus, the forerunner.
Hallelujah. Jesus, the completer.
Amen.
The hope of our salvation.
Amen.
Yeah, day four, the first verse.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do not regard.
Do not regard.
Amen. We do not regard.
Amen.
Because we do not regard.
Yes.
Because we do not regard.
Amen.
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 We do not regard the things which are sin.
Amen.
The things which are sin.
Regard the things which are seen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But the things which are not seen.
Amen.
The things which are not seen.
Amen.
Amen.
The things which are not seen.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the things which are not seen.
That's right.
The things which are not seen.
Amen.
We regard the things which are not seen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. All the things which are seen are temporary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Things which are seen
are temporary.
For the things which are seen are temporary.
Amen.
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 For the things which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
Amen.
Are eternal.
But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Saints which are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
This is what we want to regard.
Amen.
Amen. We came to another wonderful week. If you have the outline, how about we all declare the general subject of the conference?
All right.
Okay. I'll give you a few seconds to get there.
Okay.
Ready? Ready, set, go.
Fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness.
Amen. So this conference messages are based on 2 Timothy chapter 4 and also Song of Songs, but mainly this first part of fighting for faith and finishing the course and keeping the faith.
Amen.
Are based on 2 Timothy 4:7. So last week, we saw the Christian life, the proper Christian life, mm-hmm. is threefold.
So this involves, again, based on 2 Timothy 4:7, fighting the good fight.
Amen.
Running and finishing the course.
Amen.
And keeping the faith.
Amen.
And this week we come to 2 Timothy 7:4. And again, since this chapter is the last chapter of the last book the Apostle Paul wrote before his martyrdom.
Amen.
So this is almost his departing word.
Amen.
It's a 2 Timothy 4:6, the previous verse. For I am already being poured out. And listen to the second half of the verse. And the time of my departure is at hand. And the verse continues. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
So here, chapter 4, verse 7, the middle part. The Paul is testifying. He has begun this race. He was, yes, on a course, but on the wrong course initially.
Yeah.
But on the way to Damascus, his life turned.
Amen.
And he began this heavenly race, and he continually ran this race. And at the end of his life, he is testifying he has finished his course.
Amen.
So, now at the end, he triumphantly proclaimed, I have finished the course.
Amen.
For this, he will receive from the Lord a reward, a crown of righteousness.
Amen.
And here, I was just enlightened this week, saints, the reward has to do with finishing.
Yeah.
It's not about winning the race,
right.
But it is about finishing. So we're seeing Roman number 2, a proper Christian life involves running the course, running the race for the carrying out of God's economy according to his eternal purpose. There's a race for us to run.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Titus, Christian life
Amen.
Is a race.
Amen.
And we need to run this race,
yes.
which has begun at the time of our salvation. But the question
Amen.
Is, have we been running?
Right.
Faithfully running.
Right.
Till we finish.
Right.
Amen.
It is not just those Olympians
yes.
who have set the course
That's
to finish.
Right.
A race to finish, but we are the heavenly Olympians.
Amen.
We are the heavenly racers.
Amen.
We need to seek out the journey that the Lord has ordained for us. That's stage number one. We need to seek out the journey and faithfully walk on it, paying any price to wholeheartedly continue on our journey until we reach the end. Again, I want to emphasize, until we reach the end.
Amen. Amen.
So what is this journey? The journey that the Lord has ordained for us is the race that we all run.
Amen.
And Hebrews 12:1
Amen.
Explains to us, it unfolds how we run this race.
Amen.
We, number one, we need to run with endurance.
Amen.
The race which is set before us.
Amen.
And we need to look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
This is how we run the race.
Amen.
We need to look away unto him.
Amen. Amen.
We can't be sidetracked.
Right.
But good news is, this race is still on.
Yes.
We can look away unto him from all the earthly dross, all the earthly entanglement, and get back into race.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is the author of our faith, the originator, the inaugurator, the source, and the cause of faith. And here's a new definition of faith here, saints. The faith of the believers is actually not their own faith, but Christ entering into them to be their faith.
Amen.
This is based on Romans 3:22 and Galatians 2:16. The faith of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We were justified through faith in Christ Jesus, but it literally means faith of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what the Lord is doing today is finishing, completing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Faith is a substantiating ability, the ability by which we substantiate, give substance to, the things unseen or hoped for.
Amen.
This is how we regard the things which are not seen.
Amen.
We need our faith perfected.
Amen.
That's why in Hebrews 12:2, Jesus is the perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
He will finish what he has begun.
That's right.
As the completer of faith, the Lord Jesus continually infuses himself into us.
Amen.
As the believing element and ability.
Amen.
When we look away unto him, this is what happens. He will minister heaven.
Amen.
He will minister life.
Amen.
He will minister strength to us,
Amen.
Transfusing and infusing us with all that he is,
Amen.
So that we may be able to run the heavenly race,
Amen.
And live the heavenly life on earth.
Amen.
Saints, we need to be encouraged,
Amen.
Yet
Amen.
We need to be warned.
Amen.
By the type of children of Israel whose journey toward the good land typifies the Christian race toward our good land, the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
We have been redeemed through Christ, delivered out of Satan's bondage,
yes.
and brought into the revelation of God's economy.
Yes.
We may yet, my time is up, fail to reach the goal of God's calling, that is to enter into the possession of our good land, Christ, and enjoy his riches
right.
for the kingdom of God, that we may be his expression
right.
in the present age, and participate in the full enjoyment Christ in the kingdom age.
Amen.
Since the last part is the hardest part.
That's right.
Yeah.
We see that in Matthew 6, the disciples were distressed because the wind was blowing contrary to them.
Yeah.
I hope someone touched this matter from day 6. Yet we should not grow weary, fainting in our soul for any reason. Rather, we should be those who run the race to the end.
Amen.
So Micah 7:8, the one who falls down and rises again is the best runner.
Amen.
Micah 7:8 says, do not rejoice against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I will rise up.
Amen.
When I sit in darkness, Jehovah will be a light to me.
Amen.
Since we should not give up.
Amen.
We are almost at the end.
Yes.
We should not give up, become weary, or faint in our soul, but look away unto
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Run the race set before us.
Amen.
So now it's your turn.
Amen.
Now we can add meat to the bone.
Amen.
And Brother Chris will share some practical matters, how we run this race, each course set before us at the end. But don't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's
That's
time
right.
for you to take this baton.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
Who's going to take right. it?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. All right, there it is.
Well, I'm going to start off this way, saying that I got a great spiritual family that has helped me out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I celebrate my 10 years sobriety this week.
Amen.
I wouldn't do without having the spiritual family that helped me out.
Amen.
On Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power
Amen.
And in his might.
Amen. Amen.
The whole armor of God.
Amen.
That you may be able to stand against the wild and the devil.
Amen.
For we wrestle against flesh.
Amen.
I used to wrestle against flesh.
Yeah.
Flesh and blood, but against principalities,
right.
against the power
Amen.
And the rules of the darkness.
Amen.
Amen. In the dark age.
Amen.
In the spiritual host and the wickedness and in the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God.
Amen.
That you may be able to withstand against the evil days and have done
Amen.
All to stand.
Amen.
And the thing to say that without my spiritual family that has helped me out, has helped me build myself up, that has helped me to give my family life in Houston, I cannot take away from any of that. You know, I have a great family that has poured a lot of life into me and gives me the ability to smile. And I was able to yesterday, and I look at running the race and the course
mm-hmm.
where I spoke into existence that I wanted Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off. So I'm going to be more of a fellowship. So in my
brotherhood,
the one thing that we should rule, that should rule us is the divine fellowship. Fellowship family. That has poured, and it's like almost like automatically that we just just bind ourselves together or whatnot, and that has poured so much life into me. So I spoke it into existence, so I have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off. I never experienced anything like this in my life, so to have 10 years of sobriety that I have walked and ran the course, you know, I have stood up and, you know, have not, you know, fallen to my flesh and all that there, but I have been able to put on the whole armor of God every day, and I smile and I be more happy, and I got a family that, they cannot believe sometimes they say how much you have done for them. And I live so far away, and it does not bother me or whatnot. So I spoke into existence that I wanted Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off, so I'm gonna be at church more. That's what I want. Some eternal life. I wasn't going to let drugs and alcohol take me out. So if I got to go out this hell way, I want to go out standing up saying that God has blessed me with the good Jesus and not fall to my flesh.
Amen.
Amon, you're a finisher.
Amen.
You're a finisher.
Amen.
I speak it by faith, brother.
Amen.
Right? I remember last year when you stood up and announced your 9th year. So,
wow.
Y'all, you know how you run? You know how to run? Do you know how to run?
No.
You take a step. Then you take another step.
That's right.
Right? And I really appreciate it. I don't know where this is going to go, y'all. So just hang on. I was really touched with a couple of things this week. Mainly, the closer you get to the end,
yeah,
the harder it is.
Yeah.
If you watch an endurance sport, you see these folks that do the, our sister-in-law, right? She did a 100-miler last year.
Wow.
100 miles! By the time she was done, she was, right? But she got across the line. She finished, right? So there's this determination within us, but it's not from we ourselves,
right?
Right? I was in the Air Force, right, went through survival training, this and that. The mind, right?
Yeah.
If you set your mind to survive, you will you will survive, right? That's what you're taught. But what happens when your physical and mental strength are gone? Your mind is gone. There's only one place we can turn, right? To the finisher within.
Amen.
Right, Lord, saints, the Lord has installed himself within our being as the finisher, the completer, the one who is faithful.
Right.
So, from a point of weakness, I will speak. Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but
yes,
one receives the prize?
Amen.
Right? That's discouraging to me. It's like, why even try? But I'm not going to stop. Then Paul says, he says, run in this way.
Right.
That you may lay hold.
Amen.
Well, he just told me only one person's gonna win. Why do I even run if only one's gonna win? But he tells us very clearly there's a way for us to run. And it's not me, right? I'm not the, y'all get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Dear saints, this matter of the difficulty and the endurance,
yes,
right?
That's right.
And the sin which so easily entangles us. Mm. When the brother shared these messages, he spoke very clearly about what this sin can be. It can be holding on to our past experiences of Christ.
Yeah.
And
sure,
oh, this wonderful ministry in this one portion. I'm just going to stick with this one portion for my whole life.
Right.
And the Lord is saying, come up!
Amen.
Yeah.
See me! Look away unto me! Thank you, Andrew.
I want to follow you, Brother Tata. I am not trained to run in a physical run, but I'm under training to run in a corporate, in a divine.
That's
right.
So I wonder, and this is my third time, February, March, and now we get into this again. I have deeply appreciated the whole conference is about in 2 Timothy 4:7-8. We love his appearance, his presence eventually. But all this, put it into account, is a corporate matter.
Yes.
Fighting the good fight is in the body, with the body, and for the body.
That's right.
Amen.
And when we are running the course, why do I say it corporately? Yes, individually And until we come to day six, it's kind of clear. I want to mention two things. I don't want to speak in my own word. Yes, I want to point out, when we say look away unto Jesus, you have to know where is Jesus is.
Yes.
He's what? Went through the process in our mingled spirit. Amen. Brother, sister, not a small thing. When we contact him,
amen,
this one in our mingled spirit, we are one with him.
Amen.
And we'll be infused by his face.
Amen.
He's also a perfecter of our faith.
Amen.
We have to know where our source is.
Yes.
Okay, that's one matter. Another matter is about day six. I'll read it to you. The most important thing in a Christian life is to seek out the journey that the Lord has ordained, and faithfully walk on it. Mm-hmm. That means what? We need to pay the price to walk on it.
Amen.
Since we are together, and next one, I read to you, that's important, is how we finish it. Yes, we all begin to run, but how we end it is a question. How we finish it. So the last part of the journey is very critical.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there are so many different things, person and matters entangle us.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with our soul, sin and other things about
us.
That's why you look at those runners. Again, I'm not a runner, but the last portion, they had to stretch forward.
Right?
As it is a compelling force right there. And that question is, how do we know we are on the right course? How do we know? We don't want to ride our own course when we are running together in a church life, in the reality of church life,
right,
that is in the body.
Amen.
So since the body preserves us to run on the right course.
Amen.
And lastly, we should not give up, become weary or faint in our soul, but look away unto Jesus and run the race set before us and run to the end.
Amen.
Since I just appreciate sometimes I'm down, I need a vital companion. That's the other matter.
Yeah.
You know, not a small thing when Brother Lee touched the body matter and the vital group.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm down, I'm low, my brother will let me know.
Amen.
And we are running together.
Amen.
Two or three, we're running together. This is a proper church life. We are running the race in the body.
Amen.
If we want to become adorers and finishers, we must walk according to God's. We must walk according to God's faith, not according to our sight.
Amen.
We must trust in His holy word.
Amen.
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 Day to pay you all back. I have gotten a lot from you this past few years.
Amen.
Amen. So I look to the Lord, what I'm going to say this morning. He gave me two words, the incorruptible crown.
Amen.
So I was thinking, how could this crown be incorruptible? Other crowns you received these days are corruptible.
Right.
Whether you have $10 billion is corruptible. Everything
is
corruptible. How could what we are getting be incorruptible, because this race is an incorruptible race.
Amen.
From the beginning is the Lord initiating the faith in us.
Amen.
He is the incorruptible one, infusing himself into us so that we can believe.
Amen.
And then when we start the course, he is the incorruptible one supplying us, giving us himself, everything to us.
Amen.
And then what on the journey, we can fall, we can be weird, but who is sustaining us is this incorruptible one.
Amen.
He's shining his wonderful face to us every morning.
Amen.
So that we can keep on this course.
Amen.
And what we're getting every day is this incorruptible one infusing himself into us, transforming us.
Amen.
And that's, of course, this crown is the incorruptible crown, giving it all the faithful runners.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Praise you, Lord. This week gives us salvation. Our Christian life is running the course. Why we run this course? Because there's a prize behind. There's a prize in front. And this prize is incredible, like Sister mentions. And because we do, like the word said, because we do not seen, we do not regard things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. the things we are seeing are temporary, right. But the things we are not seeing are eternal. Amen. And this eternal thing, which is eternal life, that is our prize. Amen. So the next question is, how can we run? Do we use our feet? Do we use our eyes? No, we run these three by faith. Amen. So what is a faith? Faith is a mingling spirit of our spirit and the Lord's spirit. Yeah. That means that we cannot run these streets by ourselves. Yeah. We need to mingle with the Lord. Yeah. So that's why it's very important to look away unto Jesus, yeah. To behold and reflect from the glory to glory. Yeah. So experience there is a transfusion from the Lord into us. Yeah. But that is not enough. There's the third question is very crucial. Where should we run? There should be a course for this running. Otherwise, we cannot finish. Otherwise, we cannot win the prize. Mm-hmm. So where is this course? This course is ordained by the Lord. Yeah. Wow, I'm enlightened by these words. Yeah. There's a story in Mark 6. After the Lord feeds the 5,000 people, the disciples want to stay there. But the Lord compelled them to go to the boat and to the other side. So this is course Lord ordained. So this ordained course for everyone is different. It's like a mysterious because we cannot know it until Lord tells us. So that tells us we need to have the constant prayer. We should always have the fellowship with the Lord so that Lord tells us where is the course and we follow him, obey him, so we finish the course and win the prize.
Amen.
I found out what genuine faith is this week. On page 32, second paragraph under today's reading, it says, if we would have faith, we must look away unto Jesus, the source of faith. He will radiate himself into us.
Amen. That's
right. Can't you just feel the radiation? charging. Can you feel the charging? This is a charging station. It's a charging station. Amen. Charging us with himself. As a result, spontaneously, we will have faith. Faith does not originate with us. It originates with him. Faith is Christ himself believing for us in a very subjective way. He transfuses us with himself, working himself into us until he, the very person, becomes the believing element in our being. Thus, it is not we who believe. It is he who believes within us. Amen. In this way, he makes us a believing being.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. A believing being.
Amen.
Amen. Apparently, it is our believing. Actually, it is his believing. Amen. This is genuine faith.
Amen.
So I'm just going to continue, Sister Faith, carry on. The faith of the believers is actually not our own faith.
Right.
But Christ entering into us to be our faith.
Amen.
Naturally, we do not have faith.
That's right.
Only disbelief. If we would have faith, we must look away unto Jesus, the source of faith. If there's a beautiful diamond in front of you, you will spontaneously appreciate it. This appreciation does not originate with you, but with the diamond. You certainly would not have the same appreciation for a piece of clay. A diamond is worthy of appreciation. Clay is not. Our faith in Christ does not come out of us. Rather, it comes out of him. Amen. When we see Christ, faith is imparted to us.
Amen.
Faith, our believing, is our appreciation of Christ as a reaction to his attraction.
Amen.
Amen. But I want to give a practical confirmation. This part, you know, I just want to confirm what they say. Anyway, this I cannot help. Every time I write this part, I just think about my daughter's experience, how she found the faith. She grew up in the church life, but when she got to a teenager, she started to doubt her faith. I didn't quite know that, but until one day I had a feeling when I visited my parents, so instead of watching the cousin, how about she came to the training with us? That time they had training for high school or two during the training, the biannual training in Anaheim. Later on, after the training, she said, "Mom, you should have taken me here earlier. I found my answer." That was a training in Hebrew. So she's testified during the training that faith is not I try to well up to believe.
Amen.
That is the reaction to the attraction of the presence of Christ.
Amen.
So through the ministry during the training, she got infused. She saw the beautiful diamond.
Amen.
That caused a reaction in her.
Amen.
And she found her faith.
Amen.
Amen.
This matter of the course is so impressive. It was very enlightening to me to see there are two aspects to this course.
Amen.
One, it is the course. Because Paul's word to Timothy was, finish the course. A definite article. And so in this aspect, we should know the course. What is the course? The course, number one, is God's economy. Because Paul tells Timothy to charge others not to teach different things other than God's economy, which is in faith. So it's the teaching, it's the revelation, the vision of God's economy. But then secondly, this course is Christ himself. And John, he says, "I am the way." So the way is actually a person.
That's right.
And so we know it's him, but you know, as we're going on this course, it's ever changing, in a sense, because we each have to follow him.
Amen.
And he has a particular course for each one of us within the course.
Amen.
That's why in Acts 20, Paul says, "I have finished that I might finish my course."
Amen.
The course became my course.
Amen.
And which there he says is to preach the gospel of grace.
Amen.
And thirdly, what came out in this message was that, well, practically, this course, what is this course? It's the God-ordained way.
Amen.
The God-ordained way to do what? To build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
So actually, saints, this really impressed me. We were there live in that conference. And this matter of us being on the way, you know, there's so many pitfalls on the way. You know, the fact that the first message was on fighting the good fight, it actually... It encompasses the whole conference, all the messages, because actually for us to run the race is also a fight.
That's right.
We have to fight to keep running the race.
That's right.
The race and the characteristic of this race is always countercurrent.
Yeah.
There's always something opposing us. So we need to have the kind of spirit to keep fighting, keep going forward and running the race.
Amen.
And also, like Brother Lewis shared, we need to run this race together.
Amen.
Last thing I'll share is, you know, he says in, you know, in Hebrews, he says that we need to put away the sin that so easily entangles us.
Entangles us, yeah.
You know, that sin is very particular. In that book, in Hebrews, you have to go back to Hebrews 10 to see what that sin is.
Mm-hmm.
That sin is abandoning our own assembling together.
Yeah.
It's abandoning and leaving behind the New Testament way that God has ordained for us to get together and have the church life.
Amen.
So our fight is actually today, saints, is to have the church life.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord gain this.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To be in the fellowship, because the fellowship is where he's trying, you know, infused with God.
Yeah.
And amen to that, brother, because it's the truth. I mean, I was very impressed with this matter of, you know, speaking for God causes the Lord to radiate from us into others.
Right.
And that's the gospel, right?
Amen.
And I enjoyed how he said the law of life in Hebrews 8 issues in the believing ability. The faith in Hebrews 11.
Amen.
And I always saw Hebrews 11 like, wow, they were amazing. These people were, they just gave it all. Well, the footnote says in 12:1, therefore, let us also.
Amen.
I mean, they run their course.
Yeah.
Let us also.
Amen.
Having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding
surrounding us. Put away every encumbrance in the sin which so easily entangles us, and run with endurance. In this cloud of witnesses, the footnote says, this is, the cloud is for the leading people, for leading the people to follow the Lord.
Amen.
Just like he did in the Old Testament.
Amen.
So the cloud is all these witnesses that we have around us.
Amen.
So when we are with the brothers and sisters, we get infused with God.
Amen.
And we know how to press on.
Amen.
Praise him.
Amen.
What a way to look away.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. So last week in day three, you know, I was much impressed when the word said in 1 Timothy 6:12, it says that, you know, okay, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life.
Amen.
So I went through the whole week last week and said, maybe that's it. You know, I kept trying to get a hold to it physically. Of course, it didn't work, but then this week it says, run in this way that you may lay hold.
Right.
So you gotta run in order to lay hold on eternal life. I was so excited about that because oftentimes, you know, you think you're just running, but you're not, you are running to lay hold on eternal life. And I thought a good example of that was is that, you know, you guys, I talk about the traditional church life. I mean, the traditional church, not the life there. But at any rate, I found that we talked about the head, Jesus is the head. We gotta praise the head. Never giving very much thought to the body.
Yeah.
And it physically, you gotta take care of the body. It requires a lot of help.
Right.
You know, just think about your own body.
Yeah.
How much help it has. It has to be clean, fed, washed, ironed. It has to, you have to do all this stuff to your body. So now when you're in the church life, you gotta help out with the body.
Right.
Not always skipping to my loo and I'm so happy to help, but it's got nothing to do with it. You gotta help out the body.
Amen.
The head directs you to help the body.
Amen.
Okay, so then I was doing very well until last week I called Dean Tim. And so, you know, it was always, I told you about these little bells, you know, the little bells, little bells. Well, last week they start clinging, clang, clang. Before I got to the door, four people told me, his name is not Tim. That is not his name. But it was so beautiful because now I think I learned it, I'm not certain. That's part of the body taking care of me. You know, they're saying, hey, you know, let me just tell you this so you won't keep making the same mistake, okay? But I thank God for the church life. It's shown me so much, and I am quite grateful that I'm learning how to hold on to eternity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't give her no encouragement.
It's okay, we'll all get the same name. We're all going to be Jesus one day.
I don't know why I stood up. Because okay. All right, on day six, I was really, really impressed with the ministry in that particular day about how the disciples are going across the sea, and it's all, you know, it's all turmoil. And the Lord, if they would have gotten off at a different port, they would have missed him.
Yeah.
And I was really, really touched by that, because how much during my daily life do I get off at different ports?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm running the race, I'm trying to stand the course, and then something distracts me and I'm over this way, and the Lord is supposed to meet me over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And And of course, as you get older, you start realizing, Lord, my course is getting shorter and shorter and shorter, and I don't want to end up at the wrong place. You're over here, you know, expecting me to meet you at the end of my course, and I've taken off, and I'm over this way. So anyway, I was just really, really encouraged. And I've been encouraged, too, by what has been come out in the meeting today. Yes, it's an individual course, but it's a corporate course.
Yes. Yes.
It's a corporate journey. You know, we're all on this together.
Amen.
And it's our little companions, it's our little groups that keep us focused where we're going off, you know, where we all will meet the Lord on our course.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. I have been enjoying the life study of Hebrews, and I just this just goes along so well. Mm-hmm. I never saw that, you know, in the book of Hebrews is we're just encouraged to pursue towards the goal.
Yeah.
And then this matter of getting the prize that we have been covering, I just appreciate that this matter of the reward is not something special or extra. Mm-hmm. Like, if you, let's say you have children and they all are, you know, they have all the riches of the household, and then you're gonna give a specific extra thing to one of them. It's not like that.
No.
God intends for us from the beginning that we would be a kingdom of priests.
Amen.
But the children of Israel in the Old Testament, they rejected God. And that's why only one of the tribes got to be the priest, because they stood with God. So God's goal is that we would be filled with himself and reign in life and inherit all that he is. But for that, we need to be one with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But the enemy many times deceives us, and then we consciously or unconsciously, we reject the Lord as our Lord and King.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fall into a trap of being miserable when we are the wealthiest people in this universe.
That's right.
And we should enjoy our wealth daily. Anyways, we get deceived. But I just appreciate that that's why we have this reward as an incentive to press on and to inherit all that Christ is to us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I was really impressed by this. Yeah. Well, about day five, regarding the law of life, and I'll just read it off the paragraph. It says, the more we allow the law of life to work in our being, the more we are able to believe. If we give the law of life opportunity to work continuously in our mind, emotion, and will, its working will produce great faith in us.
Amen.
So if you allow the law of life to just operate within us, then the believing just... It's not something that we have to squeeze out from ourselves. It happens spontaneously. So I really enjoy that aspect about allowing the law of life. Because allowing is basically, it's regarding our will. We have to choose this law of life. We have to choose Christ, this person. And I was really impressed about that. And another thing that I was really impressed by when Joseph was giving the overview this morning is that our prize is not about winning the race, but finishing it.
Amen.
And it just reminded me about this when I was reading this ministry book called Gospel of God's Need. It mentioned that the more we actively pursue Christ,
Amen.
The fall is going to be harder. If we just kind of passively pursuing the Lord, then when we fall, it's not going to be hurt as much as we actively pursue this person. But so we're running this race. But so when we fall, but we're not giving the regard of the things that which are seen, but the things that are not seen. So I just impressed by this point about winning. It's about finishing the course, not the prize is not winning the course, but finishing the race.
Amen.
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 like these two things that came out on day three. And,
you know, where is the Lord? You could kind of say that kind of in a general sense. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. But actually, the Lord is in us.
Yes.
He's in us, right? He's in our spirit.
Right.
And so if we want to experience him, we need to turn to him in our spirit.
Amen.
To experience him. But he's also on the throne.
Amen.
So we can, Paul, you know, Paul in most of his epistles, all the other epistles, except for Hebrews, he was presenting the Christ inside of us, right? Right? The inward, the life-giving spirit in us. But in Hebrews, he says, look away. Look away into Jesus. And I was considering that, just the look away. And, you know, yes, I know in running, you put one foot, like you were saying, right, Titus? One foot in front of the other. Just keep going. But it's not good to be running like this, right? I'll put it one foot in front of the other. No, there's this wonderful magnet. This Jesus. I just want to read this. We need to look away. Another example is when I was teaching my firstborn to ride a bike. She was about 5 years old. She really wanted to learn to ride a bike. And she was just like, you know, trying and looking around. I said, Jackie, look straight ahead. Just look. Get your vision straight in front. And eventually she did that. She learned to ride a bike. She wasn't just looking around, right? So it says, it's all the accomplishments the Lord has. They're listed in here. And then this last paragraph says, the wonderful Jesus, who is enthroned in heaven and crowned with glory and honor. That's so good. He's crowned with glory and honor. Is the greatest attraction in the universe.
Amen.
The reason we're looking around is we're just distracted. There's an attraction in the universe.
Amen.
He is like an immense magnet drawing all his seekers to him.
Yeah.
It is by being attracted by his charming beauty that we look away.
Amen.
It's so easy to look away from all things other than him.
Yeah.
Without such a charming object, how could we look away from so many distracting things on this earth?
Right.
Saints, we just need to look away into him.
Amen. Amen.
I'm having a hard time connecting everything that's kind of rattling around, but I'm hoping it'll coalesce as I speak. But I was considering, like, so you know, what Randy said, it's a race and a fight. At the same time, it's a race and a fight.
Right.
So how is it both of those things at the same time? And how are those two things, like, why would he use both of those terms if there wasn't two things going on, both of those things happening at the same time that are related to each other? And so I was thinking back to last week's ministry, and I was really struck by when it talked about walking in the light. And so when you walk in the light, or if you're walking in darkness, it says it's we are living, behaving, and having our being in the nature of Satan's evil works. And so the fighting is to change where that walking is occurring. You come out of walking in the darkness and into the light. Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to happen for that is that we repent. And even repentance is a changing of course, right? So it's not just, so that is, so there's, you that, and so it just caused me to realize how important just starting every day and just all throughout the day repenting is, because that is both a, you know, you're turning from the darkness to the light, and therefore there is something that's where the Lord is able to infuse us, is in the light.
Amen.
We have to have the veils removed.
Right.
So if you're, you know, looking away, so we want to look away, but there's something, there's a curtain between us.
Mm.
So we have to come to the Lord and repent,
amen,
apply the blood the veil is taken away, and therefore you can look, you can change that course and know where to go. So it's just, it's like, we can't, and sometimes I think, why did this brother, whoever, who took care of me, who I grew up with or whatever, why are they not here where we're running the corporate race? Because, and of course, I can't presume to know what's going on in their being, but I know that there's a spiritual fact that if we don't come back into this law of life cycle, light and life, it's an inevitability that we will go off course. So every day we have to be those who come back day after day and just simply take the Lord's blood.
Amen.
Repent for the course that we've been on in ourselves and come back to look away unto Jesus.
Amen. I'm just going to continue on with what he was speaking about. I enjoyed this footnote in Habakkuk 3:2 on revival. The universal need for revival, for restoration, can be met only by Christ and in Christ. Only Christ, who was resurrected on the third day, is the renewing power. For the whole universe and for all mankind, Christ is the reality of the third day. The reality of the third day is the person of the resurrected Christ with the reality of revival. Christ, therefore, is the element of the revival for which all creation aspires. The corruption and desolation can be swallowed up only by Christ's resurrection. The way to experience revival is to contact Christ by repenting and confessing our sins.
Amen.
So this is our Christian life.
Yeah.
It's a continuous repenting and confessing our sins.
Amen.
You know what? We are not, and He is.
Amen.
He's the immense magnet.
Amen.
He's all those items enlisted in day four, right?
Amen.
So we need to repent and turn and contact Him.
Amen.
It's by repenting and confessing our sins, our failures, and darkness that we enter into Him as the resurrection.
Amen.
That we're so by being in Him, and He's the resurrected one. So He's everything.
Amen.
Just look at your baptism. Right? The only thing on the other side is resurrection.
That's right.
Everything else goes is terminated and buried.
Amen.
Right? So, I mean, continuously, all the time, the Christian life is being in the reality of our baptism.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Continuously coming back again and again and again
Amen.
To this wonderful one
Amen.
Who is resurrection.
Amen.
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 You know, there's oops. Oops. Sorry.
I just enjoyed there's two aspects to the race. There's without and within. And Ephesians 3:8 tells us what Paul said. He said he was less than the least of all the saints. So that goes along with the repentance, right? But he was our pattern, 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
Amen.
So we've got this pattern, right? This outward pattern in one sense. And then we've got the cloud of witnesses. You know what? In one sense, all of us are part of that cloud, right, Elma? And brother, you right there. You?
It's Tim.
Yeah. And, you know, I just forget names. Sorry, saints. But everybody that speaks, that is a cloud of witness, part of the cloud of witness, encouraging us on, because we need the encouragement, right? But, so, therefore, having so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, and that's another aspect that was brought out, we need to be together. We need to come together to speak. In the outline, it talked about speaking our experience. So then the inward part, I got to do this quick, right? The inward part is the law of life. Let me read this real quick. So you got the outward, all the saints speaking, encouraging us, right?
But then within us, Christ's believing element is charged into our being through the law of life. The more we allow the law of life to work in our being, the more we are able to believe. I have an absolutely solid experience of that just recently, listening to the law of life. And because I listened and believed, it worked out what was absolutely necessary, and that was a cycle of encouraging my belief, strengthening my belief. Then I speak. You guys speak. You speak your, and we all are encouraged to believe, right? Amen. So anyway, then it says, oh, this is so good. When the law of life operates within us to make us the very reflection, expression, and testimony of God, we find it easy to believe. Mm-hmm. Our believing is spontaneous. This will be real quick. In fact, we are unable.
I'll be quick.
Okay, in fact, we are unable to disbelieve because the believing ability has been wrought into us. Anyway, so go on, brother.
I think Sister Pam was trying to share.
She's been inspired.
And then we can try to.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We have so great a cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
I just enjoyed three things. This is quick. Endurance. You know, this is not a sprint.
Right.
If a sprint, you don't need endurance. This is a lifelong marathon.
Yes.
Also, we have so great a cloud of witnesses. My Aunt Annie, who prayed for me to get saved.
Right.
My mom, my dad, all the ones who've gone before.
Amen.
And also our saints.
Yeah.
Amen.
But also, you know what? Whom having not seen, we love.
Amen.
He's such a magnet drawing
yes.
us forward.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We have the endurance for the long race. We
Amen.
Have the saints.
Amen.
And we have the magnet.
Amen.
Amen.
I'll be
very quick. In Revelation chapter 12, I saw something. Chris, something very encouraging. in Revelation, you see you have the woman
mm-hmm.
clothed with the sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, in there also we have the man-child.
Man-child.
The man-child. And what I really enjoyed, because now I know I'm part of it, is the woman represents the totality of all the saints throughout
Amen.
The ages.
Amen.
And the man child, this is the really good part. The man child
Amen.
Is the strongest part of the woman.
Amen.
And you know what? throughout my Christian life experience, I've had a lot of saints just sharing with me. And then I've been really paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But today, in our today life experience, we have a lot of patterns that are
Amen.
The stronger part
yeah.
of the church.
Right. Amen.
So you know, so now on in my day by day life, I said, Lord, I just want to be part of the man child today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I'll try to do a quick wrap up here, and then Brother Chris is going to continue along the lines of the God ordained way. The grouping.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, amen. I'm so glad that this message was not titled Winning the Race. Because we would all struggle mightily if that was the title, I believe. It's finishing the course.
Amen.
Finishing the course.
Amen.
So, you know, I believe in Paul's view, and also it came out in the ministry, to win is to finish the course.
Yeah.
The course that the Lord has ordained for us.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I think there was a line in day one that said, whether we will be rewarded by the Lord depends on how we run. Depends on how we run.
Yeah.
So on this course, how we run is extremely important. And that was Paul's view, you know. He said, putting away all the encumbrances and the sin which so easily entangles us.
Yeah.
Right? So how we run is crucial. But in order to know how to run, we have to have some kind of a vision. In other words, our running has to be with purpose.
Amen.
It has to be with aim. In 1 Corinthians 9, Paul says that I run in this way. But what is that way? Not as though without clear aim. So in other words, he runs with an aim. He runs with a goal. In Philippians, we know what the goal is. In Philippians, he says, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. But what is he stretching forward to? Yeah, well, and to pursue for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus calls us upward. And who is that prize? Christ Jesus. So we are pursuing with purpose, and we are running this race with an aim. That's how we run. So Paul started this journey, his journey on this race course, when he received a vision. And he saw the vision, and that vision controlled his entire being for the rest of his life.
Amen.
To where he could tell King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. So he ran with purpose and aim throughout his entire life. And I'm glad that Randy brought up this matter. You know, you can see this course is Christ himself.
Right.
He is the way, right? This course is also God's economy. Paul was very clear that it was given to him to unveil the mysteries of his economy. So he laid out the course for us, basically. This course is Christ himself, and it is God's economy. And it is also to build up the church. And for that, we need the God-ordained way. We need all these matters of the God-ordained way that we've even been fellowshipping about. Why are we fellowshipping about the God-ordained way? Because it's part of the course.
That's right.
We need to be involved in begetting, in nourishing, in perfecting, and building up.
Amen.
Because this is the goal. The goal is the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So we know the course. We know what it involves. We know the course is Christ himself. It's his economy.
Amen.
It's his eternal purpose, which is to build up the church.
Amen.
Okay, but if you're like me, it's still not enough. I don't know. Even though we have such a high vision, even though we've seen the course to a certain extent, right?
Yeah.
We still fall. We still fall down.
That's right.
I used to love Brother Don's term, and I don't know if he got this in the ministry, but if you fall, fall forward. That means you're pursuing.
That's right.
You're laying, you're stretching to lay hold.
Yeah.
We're gonna fall. If we fall, fall forward. Fall as you're running. Well, so what do we need to do? Well, we do need to put away all the encumbrances and all the sin that so easily entangles us. But how do we do it? Not by our own faith, not by our own power. Looking away unto this immense magnet who draws us to himself. Looking away unto Jesus. In other words, I really appreciate, Mark, what you shared. We need to repent daily, moment by moment.
Amen.
This sin comes, this encumbrance comes, this distraction's there. We get taken off course.
Amen.
Each day, maybe every hour, we need to course correct.
Yes.
We course correct by our repentance.
Amen.
Lord, I turn my heart back to you.
Yes.
Looking away unto Jesus.
Amen.
And to conclude this message in day 6, I just want to read these portions here. This is part of our running. We need to have a renewed vision. We need to be course corrected moment by moment back to this heavenly vision so that we can run with endurance. But I just really appreciated this. This is regarding the matter of the Lord coming into the boat. On day 6, he says the most important thing in the Christian life is to seek out the journey which the Lord has ordained faith mm-hmm. ordained and faithfully to walk on. Some, even though they have found it, do not walk on it. This is the reason that their living is filled with so much spiritual death, gloom, restriction. And this is the reason there are so many conflicts and arguments in God's work. The most important, again, he says, the most important task for each of us is to put ourselves into God's hands in a quiet, patient, prayerful, consecrated, and obedient way. And wholeheartedly seek after his leading. We should be willing to obey him and act in accordance with his will. We should pray that he reveals to us the journey he has designated for us.
Amen.
After this, we should pray, we should pay any price to wholeheartedly walk on it.
Amen.
I have to tell you, saints, we have to spend time with him to see the journey he has ordained for us.
Amen.
We have to spend time and ask the Lord, Lord, in this marvelous vision that you've given us
mm-hmm.
of Christ and the church, yeah. of your economy,
right.
Lord, how do I walk?
Amen.
How do I proceed?
Amen.
Otherwise, in a sense, we will still walk without aim.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a general view.
Yeah,
we'll have a general vision.
Right.
We need to have the vision that the Lord lays out for us.
Amen.
I don't know how much to say in this matter, but I do feel that this is like what's on the Lord's heart for us, for each one of us, that we would spend time to just be quiet. Just seek
Amen.
Out the Lord. Lord,
Amen.
Where do you have me?
Amen.
What do you have me doing?
Yes.
I've seen this marvelous vision. How do I live in a practical way day by day according to this vision?
Amen.
I don't know what that course is for each one of us. It's personal.
That's right.
But I do know that when you see it, it constrains you.
Amen.
You realize the Lord gave me a vision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I can't do whatever I want to do. I can't go wherever I want to go. Because the Lord showed me this is what I need to do. When it's personal, it constrains you. When it's personal, it governs you.
Yeah.
So we need to have this heavenly vision renewed to us day by day, this marvelous vision that the Lord has given us.
Amen.
But we also need to go to him personally and find the journey that the Lord has ordained for us.
Amen.
So that we can continue to run this race
Amen.
With endurance until what? Until we've completed the course.
Amen.
Until we finish the course.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
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 All right. I'm going to keep this real brief, but I just want to continue a little bit with this matter of the grouping, but especially in light of this, the fellowship that we're in this week on the course, right, and finishing the course. I just like to say I'm so appreciative.
Amen.
I'll be thanking the Lord for eternity for all you dear saints.
Amen.
Because we're in this race and on
yes.
this course together.
Amen.
And, so, you know, we're running in this race. What's our opponent? Who are we trying to beat? Because we're not trying to beat each other.
Right.
I mean, we're all in our lane.
Yeah.
You know, there's the course, and then there's the lane where the Lord has each one of us.
Right.
You know, it went from the course, like someone was sharing earlier, Paul, from the course to my course.
Yeah.
Right, so it's something very particular to each one of us, but within the broader lane of the course, right? Who are we running against?
Yeah. Enemy.
The enemy.
I would say practically we're running against time. Because as Ron Kangas has shared a number of times in the recent years, he said, you can finish your life, but that doesn't mean you finished your course.
Mm-hmm.
That was very sobering to me,
wow.
right?
So really, we're running against, we're not running against each other, we're running against time. And I'm about to enter into Q4. Fourth quarter. And so I'm like, if the Lord, if I get what Moses said, someone due to strength gets 80 of them years, then I'm just about in quarter four, starting out right now. So, of course, I may not get a whole fourth quarter. But practically speaking, if the Lord were to give me that, I'm thinking after 80, unless I'm somebody like a Witness Lee or somebody like that, which I'm not, you know, I'm not going to have clarity of mind and sound body or physical body to be able to do much, I feel like, after 80. I don't think so. Maybe I will. I don't know. I don't. Based on the way I feel now, I don't think I will. But anyway, so my realization has been, Chris, you're about to enter into Q4. So you gotta be on course. You gotta be clear what the Lord has ordained for you, and you need to be in it like you have never been in it before. And so anyway, this has been a very sobering week and sobering fellowship. You know, concerning the last part of the journey, that reading from Brother Nee, I encourage you all to read that chapter. It's not that long. If you get a chance, it's volume 10 of the Collected Works of Watchman Nee. And it's available online also at the website. It's right at the beginning of that volume, the last part of the journey. It's one chapter. And it's quite sobering. And as Gail was saying, you know, the Lord sent them out on a course. And if they had gone another, if they had gone, instead of going to Bethsaida, if they had gone over to Capernaum, they never would have met the Lord. You know, he wasn't going after them. He was going to the goal.
Yeah, that's right.
And as long as they were going toward that, they were going to meet the Lord on the way.
That's right.
You know, and so when we get off course, we realize, where's the Lord?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If we're asking the question, where is the Lord, that means we've gotten off course.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, another thing related to that journey, a couple of things. One is the wind was contrary to them.
Yeah.
So if we just feel like our life is smooth sailing, that means we're not on course. Yeah, the Christian life is not smooth sailing. There's going to be things that oppose us. You know, the Lord told the disciples, the world will hate you. Right? I mean, that's just, that's our portion. I mean, our portion is not the American dream. Sorry. Welcome to the Christian life. Our portion is for the world to hate us. So if there's nothing contrary to us, then we really have to wonder, am I on course? But the other thing that was striking to me, it didn't come out in this reading, was he didn't, you know, get those 12 and tell them, here's your boat, here's your boat, here's your boat. He didn't give them 12 little boats to get over to Bethsaida. They were all in the same boat. So that just encourages me. I'm here with you brothers and sisters in the boat. So we're on this journey together. So, and that's where I feel like, in light of the burden, it's so crucial that we would all be grouped practically.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate so much, Brother Ramon, your fellowship. Ramon. Your fellowship about, you know, you asked for a Lord's Day, Monday, Tuesday off because you want to spend more time with your family.
Amen.
You know, basically you want to spend time in the boat.
Amen.
On the journey with the brothers and sisters, because that's your realization after this period of time, right? You couldn't make it any other way. So that really impressed me, you're sharing that point. And so that's one reason we're so burned for the groups. And okay, before I get into it a little bit more, you know, Randy brought up this point from this conference that I feel is so crucial. What is the course, by the way? You know, Paul said, I finished the course. What is it? So on the one hand, the course is the way. And the Lord said, I am the way. So we know intrinsically the Lord is our course.
Yeah.
He's the race that we're on. And we always come back to Christ, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Even if we're talking about the most practical thing, about serving at the meeting hall or taking care of the children or the services for this upcoming conference, even to the most practical detail of what we're doing, our course is always Christ.
Amen.
So we need the Lord's leading in everything we do.
Amen.
Even when we fellowship about the groups.
Amen.
It's not just, let me plug into a group and here we go. We have to seek the Lord's leading, right? Because He is our course. He is the race we're running.
Amen.
Secondly, the point that got brought out is this course, based on Paul's word to Timothy, is God's economy, mm-hmm. right? God's dispensing. Mm-hmm. And so whatever we do, it has to be in line with God's dispensing.
Amen.
As I'm on this way, am I enjoying more of the Lord's dispensing? Or has the flow stopped? If the flow stops, I need to change course, right? I need to be centered and focused on God's economy,
Amen.
Nothing else.
Amen.
And then thirdly, practically, I love this point. Practically, the course is, of course, it's a way, right? And we speak about the God-ordained way.
Amen.
So it's what's revealed in the New Testament concerning the way we practice the church life that the body life could be realized, the building up of the body of Christ could be realized. It's something that's it's very practical, right? Intrinsically, it's the Lord himself, right? It's God's economy with God's dispensing. And practically, it's the way that's revealed in the New Testament that we practice our church life that's conducive and promotes and encourages the building up of the body of Christ, right?
Amen.
Which will bring the Lord back. So again, I just want to repeat, and that's about all I'm going to be able to do is just repeat. Based on the New Testament revelation, there's these four steps of the God-ordained way. And you can compare it like to a family. In a family, what's the first thing? First is begetting. You got to have some kids, right? So in John 15, remember this chapter, John 15, the Lord said, I've set you. I'm the vine, you're the branches. And he set us what? To bear fruit. He said, and also he said, go. He commissioned them to go and bear fruit. So this indicates that this is the tangible increase of Christ, which is the fruit that's born, not the spiritual virtues, but people that have received the life of Christ that become the fruit, right? So that's John 15. And so in John 15, you see the fruit bearing, but then you jump to John 21, and we're not only commissioned to bear fruit, we're commissioned to feed the little lambs. So you don't just have babies and just leave them there on somebody's porch, right, to take care of. We feed them. And then, so these are the first two items. First is begetting, and then nourishing, right, by going to visit the new ones in their homes. And then we need some perfecting. And for this, we see Ephesians 4, that God, and we talked about this last week, God has given some specially gifted ones,
Amen.
Because he doesn't build the body directly. The Lord did say, I will build my church. But the way he builds it is not directly.
Mm-hmm.
But he gives some gifts to the body. These are the apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers in Ephesians 4. And he gives them what? For the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
Unto the work of the ministry. Unto what? The building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
So the head does not build the body of Christ directly. All the members do.
Yes.
You know, Dean does. Alma does.
Amen.
Armando does. Mary does. Right?
Amen.
So Young does.
Amen.
Andrew does.
Amen.
So we all need to get perfected.
Amen.
And this is where the groups come in. The groups are for the perfecting. And also you can say, after today's time, the groups are like our little boat,
Amen.
Right? Actually, all the aspects of the God-ordained way are worked out in the groups. And then finally, once we're perfected where we can speak Christ so that when we come together, we prophesy. And according to 1 Corinthians 14, what builds up the church? Prophesy builds up the church. So these are all the steps of the God-ordained way. From begetting, to nourishing, to perfecting, to building. Priesthood of the gospel, bearing fruit, to taking care of the young ones, feeding them, nourishing and cherishing, to getting perfected with the brothers and sisters in the group. But that group, I hope the group would just get much larger to us. Because in the groups, we bear fruit together. In the groups, we take care of new ones together.
Amen.
In the groups, we get perfected together. And we learn how to prophesy together for the building up of the church. All right. So I just want to read this verse one more time from last week concerning the purpose of the grouping. And these verses in Hebrews are the basis for our practice of the group meetings. This is Hebrews 10:24-25. Let us consider one another so as to incite one another to love and good works, not abandoning our assembling together, as the custom with some is, but what? Exhorting one another.
Amen.
And so much the more,
Amen.
As you see the day drawing near, so
Amen.
Much the more.
Amen.
So firstly is considering. That's to think carefully about. This is genuine care. We talked about this last week. Do we really care for one another? Consider one another.
Amen.
You know, and oh my goodness, we're out of time. Considering one another. I thought, Titus, we had a really good little group, I felt like, on Friday. But afterwards, I thought, did we consider one another? What do you think? How was the considering one another?
Yeah. Maybe not so great.
Not so much. I mean, there was a lot of really good elders. We had a new one there.
Yeah.
A brand new one came, along with another new one who brought them. So there's some little babies to take care of. I mean, that was a very positive aspect. And we had a good time together, and we got into the truth together. But I thought, did we really consider one another that much? Did we pray any for each other?
Yeah.
Find out where we're at?
Yeah.
You know, were there any practical needs that need to be taken care of? And of course, I wouldn't say we're just depending on that time on Friday night to do that. There's a lot of phone calls going on. There's a lot of fellowship, you know, this and that, back and forth. But just considering one another.
Yeah.
We're not just bringing the big meeting to a house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an environment where we are considering one another.
Mm.
Practical care and consideration. And this issue's in inciting. This is to stir up, to encourage, to urge. It's the issue of our considering one another.
Yeah.
Good works. Mm-hmm. How about this for a definition of good works? Small things or big things that are related to God's economy.
Amen.
Those are the good works we're doing here. These are all, we exhort one another. This is to strongly encourage one another, persuade one another. Brother, we got to get together.
Amen.
Brother. You put it in enough hours at work.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. Let's spend a little time together. Let's get a little FaceTime.
Yeah.
Exhorting. And also, the characteristic of this meeting is it's one another. Considering one another. Inciting one another. Exhorting one another. All this does not refer to a big meeting like this, but it's a group meeting.
Yeah.
So, I would just leave with this, okay? And we'll get into it more, and we're not going to leave this, but just consider, who are you grouped with in this kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a group?
Yeah.
And maybe a number of us don't. You know, I would say with my wife and I, I'm not going to say the pandemic shut us down, but we weren't meeting with a group. I mean, we were doing some stuff virtually, but physically and in person. And so we had a lot of back and forth and prayer. We had fellowship with various saints, and eventually we got over to Titus's, and but I would just say, if you don't have a group, pray about it. Consider how. Where's the boat? Where's my boat to get to Bethsaida?
Yeah.
You know, the one or two. It starts out with one or two that I'm getting with practically. You know, just once a week, we just get together and we consider one another, right?
Pray.
Love one another. Yeah, as a beginning, right? And then we'll develop all the aspects of this group, but we just need a beginning. So I hope we would all be going to the Lord as we get into this.
Amen.
And we're not going to come up with a list and, you know, say, Mary, you're in this group, and Caleb, you and your dear wife, you're in that group. It's not going to happen. There's no list going around here.
Right.
So we just encourage all the saints. And maybe eventually we'll have a list of groups. I don't know. Just so saints know what's going on. I mean, and where maybe they could get joined. But I hope we would all be before the Lord concerning this matter of the groups.
Amen.
So we'd all finish our course
Amen.
In such a good way.
Amen.
Well, we have a few announcements, but maybe before the announcements, for those who are visiting, just like to welcome you all, maybe if there's any in this section, if you don't mind, if you could stand up and just introduce yourselves, we'd love to hear from you. Good.
I'm Abhi Saeed. We're from the Church of All Families.
Tracy.
Yes.
Welcome.
Have you been here before? It's our first time.
Good.
How long are you going to be here with us?
The fellowship is to be here until November.
A joining team, huh? Yeah, wonderful.
Welcome.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Amen. How about here in this section?
Yes. I don't even really feel like a visitor. I was born and raised here in Austin. Even lived on the property when I was really tiny. Under the care of Sister Faith and Gail. And anyway, my name is Laura Lowe. I used to be Laura Wall. I'm Jack Wall's daughter, Jeremy Wall's sister. That's how I'm usually known right now. This is my son, Sam. My other son is in the sixth grade class. But I have three boys and a husband. We're in Tampa, Florida now. I'm just very much like Zeke on the verge of tears. I'm just so... the supply is just here this morning.
Amen.
And on the way to the meeting, we were getting into our morning watch, and just really I began to pray that we would just enter into the flow.
Amen.
Where the saints are.
Amen.
That the Lord, his life would increase in us, and
amen.
I believe that that was accomplished this morning.
Amen.
And, you know, something I just want to share, very small. I promise it'll be quick. It seems to be a running joke in this room. But you know, I come back often to Austin, as I have work here. I'm a photographer, and so whenever clients call, I just fly out. And so... You know, even though I've been gone from Austin a lot of years, I still consider it my home in many ways. And the changing landscape in Austin is always disheartening to me. And going over that 71 overpass to 35, going south to my dad's house off Slaughter, I love seeing that. I used to love seeing that view, and this time it just took my breath away because I don't recognize downtown.
Yeah.
With all the cranes and the building. You live there. So, anyway, we were driving around over the past few days, and it's like depressing, you know, and I'm very sentimental. I loved my childhood here, and I love coming here, and I long to give my kids that memory, and so my heart is, like, discouraged, and the Lord just came to me yesterday, and he said, Laura, your hope is in the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I am. I felt those words really loud. I am.
Amen.
The only unchanging one.
Amen.
And yet I am forever fresh and new. So I just, Lord, I just repent. My hope. I just love giving the kids little pieces of my childhood here, wherever it is. Cliff jumping, McKinney Falls, Pernales Falls, whatever it is. And just having our adventures and taking them around to my house. I grew up also near the D-Balls. But... you know, the Lord is like, don't do that. Don't do that. Set your hope in me.
Amen.
This is how you're going to run the course.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, I just am so grateful that the Lord appeared to me and I was ready to listen this time.
Amen.
You know, anyway, thank you, saints.
Amen.
For your supply this morning.
Amen.
One more.
Hi, saints. My name is Z, and this is my mom. She's visiting from China.
Awesome. I'm Mary. Yeah, from Wenzhou, China. Yes, it is. I'm living in a family of four generations of Christians.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It is a long time before I was led into a church life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, God loves me and changes me, yes, okay. Now, and led me into the church life by, different situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and now, yes, I will, look away from different, changing things into Christ.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How about in this section?
Hi, my name is Dad. I grew up here. Your brothers took care of me. I'm staying with Lewis this weekend, and we'll be gone tomorrow morning. But glad to see you, saints. And this is my wife. This is the one that stole me away.
We live in Fairfax, Virginia. That's where we're
from. So it's Dad and
Camden.
Camden.
Okay.
And so if you miss their wedding, please invite them to your home.
How about in this section?
My niece,
Well, there's three announcements. There's the Lord's Table meeting tonight at 5:30 here in this meeting hall to have the Lord's Table. Those who need to attend virtually may use the link in the email announcement. Also, the Central Texas Blending Conference, August 10th through 11th, so that's next week. To sign up to serve with the children, we're looking for saints to serve with the children from 9 to 12 on Lord's Day, August 11th, during the Central Texas Blending Conference. Aside from saints already signed up, we need an additional 35 brothers and sisters for these services. I mentioned registration, 3, story and craft, 12, singing and games, 4, toddlers and pre-K, 16. If you're available, please sign up by tomorrow. Contact Jim Lee, and the email gives the contact information. And the final...
is there's no meeting here next week.
Thank you. No meeting here next Lord's Day. Yeah.
It'll be just down the street.
And for the children can be picked up in the following areas. Toddlers, cabin 102, K-3 in the playground, 4 through 6, cabin 107. Oh, actually, yeah. Playground also. So actually, it looks like all of them are at the playground. Is that right? Except for the toddlers 102. Okay, thank you.